This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's defense forces confirmed early Friday they had notified residents in Gaza City to leave for their own safety and protection after it vowed to annihilate Hamas after its fighters stormed through towns and villages in southern Israel last week, killing 1,300 Israelis, mainly civilians, and making off with scores of hostages. In a live stream briefing on social media, IDF spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus told Gaza residents, "You will be able to return to Gaza City only when another announcement permitting it is made." The Associated Press reported Hamas, meanwhile, called for everyone to remain steadfast in their homes, calling the order to evacuate a disgusting psychological war waged by Israel. Meanwhile, as the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees says its shelters in Gaza are not safe anymore and warned water is running out for residents, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues his diplomatic push in the region with stops Saturday in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with the Saudi foreign minister in Riyadh before heading to Abu Dhabi to meet with the United Arab Emirates president. The focus is on reducing civilian suffering, trying to negotiate the release of some 120 hostages Hamas is believed to still be holding, and preventing the conflict from spreading. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
The White House accused North Korea Friday of shipping weapons to Russia near the Ukrainian border. Its claims are based on images released Friday showing a shipment from an ammunition depot in North Korea, or the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, DPRK, that was loaded onto a Russian-flagged ship before being moved to a depot along Russia's southwestern border. The delivery took place between September 7th and October 1st, the U.S. says. This is VOA News.